Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, both teams still taking a few warm-up shots. Now they're going to have to go to the bench to get some last-second instructions before we get started back up. I believe it'll be Mount Holmes basketball to start this third quarter. They'll be moving left to right for this second half. By the way, during the halftime of the boys' game, they did have a little special recognition for the for not only the Mount Holmes High School boys' cross-country team, but also one of the girls' cross-country runners, Marcy Cudworth. The Bomber boys finished as the Class 5A state champions back this past fall, and Cudworth was actually the individual Class 5A champion on the girls' side. So congratulations to all those runners on excuse me, on such a terrific season. So it will be Mount Holmes coming out on the floor. Paragould still getting some last-second instructions from head coach Jace Watson. And we're getting now they come out on the floor, and we'll get ready to start this second half. Again, it will be Mount Holmes basketball. Satch Harris will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Throws into Wyatt Gilbert in the backcourt. We're back underway. Gilbert across the timeline. Paragould and man-to-man. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Harris will dribble up to the top. Now ball goes back to the right wing. Now ball goes down to Jones on the low block. He throws it to Tabor in the lane. He's going to go up for the layup, kind of the fadeaway shot. Off the glass, no good, and the rebound's controlled by the Rams. Here's DeVault into the front court for Paragould. Mountain Home and a half-court man. Ball goes over to Starling. Over on the left side to Freeman. Freeman will give it back to Starling, who has it up at the top. Starling will dribble to the right elbow, kicks out to Lear on the right wing. He throws to the free throw line, throws over to Freeman on the left side. Freeman will give it to DeVault, try to give it to DeVault. DeVault loses the handle of the ball, chases it back down before it goes into the backcourt. Now ball goes over to Starling on the up at the top. Now he gives it to Schreit. Schreit has it on the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane, nothing but net. Eli Schreit with 8 points. 34-23, Mount Holmes leading it with 6:56 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Harris. Harris will dribble up toward the top, gives it to Jones, and down to Tabor in the paint. He goes up for the layup, no good. Gets his own rebound. He goes back up, draws contact, and will head to the free throw line with 6:44 left in the third quarter. Nate Lear picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Paragould here in the second half. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. Tabor's first free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Tabor. Tabor's second shot is up, and he gets both. Perfect form on both those free throws. He now has 4 points. 36-23, Mountain Home leading it. Nate Lear into the front court for Paragould. A little over 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here's DeVault with it. Drills to the right corner. Now gives it on the wing to Starling. Cross-court pass to Schreit on the left side. Up top to Starling. Over on the right side to Freeman. Freeman throws it to Lear near the right elbow. He pulls up for the jumper. Good. Nate Lear with 10 points. 36-25. Mountain Home leading it with 6:15 left in the third quarter. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Sorrell. Sorrell will drill toward the right side. Finds Gilbert near the top. Now Gilbert dribbled to the right wing. Takes a screen from Tabor. He's going to pull up on the wing for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 8 points. 39-25. Mountain Home leading it with 5:48 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Schreit back the other way. He's going to pull up outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Gilbert gets the rebound and back on the Bombers. Gilbert quickly across the half-court stripe. Throws over to Harris on the left side. He dribbles to the elbow. Now is going into the lane for the layup. Good! Satch Harris with his first field goal of the night. He has 5 points so far this evening. 41-25. Mount Holmes leading with 5:25 left in the third quarter. Here's Lear being double-teamed up at the top. Throws over on the left side to Schreit. Schreit will give it to DeVault near the top. His three-pointer is up and in. Jamison DeVault with his first 3 points of the evening. 41-28. Bombers leading it with 5:08 left in the third quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court for Madsen Holm. He takes a screen from Tabor. Now he's dribbling to the into the lane. Finds Tabor. Now gives it back to Gilbert. Over to Jones. Jones going to dribble down into the lane. Going in for the layup. No good. But a blocking foul is going to be called on Perigold. With 4:55 left to play in the third quarter. And Matt Jones will head to the free throw line. Sam Freeman picks up his third personal foul. Second team foul here in the second half against the Rams. So Matt Jones will go to the free throw line for two free throws. This will be his first trip to the free throw line tonight. First shot is up and in. Sam Freeman will take a seat as he's replaced by Ashton White. So with 4:55 left, Jones will have one more free throw. He cannot get the second one, and the rebound is controlled by Perigold. Here is DeVault on the other end going up for the three-pointer. Good. Jameson DeVault with 6 points all of a sudden, and Mount Holmes leads cut to 11, 42-31 our score. 4:35 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Gilbert throwing it over to Harris on the right side. Harris picks up his dribble, finds Tabor on the low block. Kicks up top to Jones. Jones will dribble down into the lane. Gives it to Tabor. He's going to go into the lane, but wave off that basket as Jones is going to be called for the charge. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul. First team foul here in the second half against the Bombers, and their third turnover of the night. Jake McGee is going to check back in for Mount Home, replacing Wyatt Gilbert. 4:24 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home leading Perigold 42-31. Here is DeVault to the front court. Throws over to Schreit on the right side. Over to Starling on the left. Starling's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Jones. And back come the Bombers. Jones will give it to McGee. Over to Sorrell, who brings it across the timeline. Sorrell dribbles on the left wing. Now picks up his dribble. Finds Tabor just outside the paint. Gives it to McGee on the other side of the lane. Over to Harris on the right wing. Harris finds Jones on the low block. Jones will go down into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go, but tips it back up and in. Matt Jones with 22 points. Matt Holmes lead back up to 13, 44-31 our score with 3:40 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Starling with the ball up top. Gives it there to DeVault. Ball goes over to Fisher. Fisher's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Air ball, actually. And rebound control by Jones. He gives it to McGee, who's quickly into the front court from Mountain Home. 3:24 left to play in the third quarter. Pass goes to Sorrell. Over to Harris on the right side. Now back to Sorrell. Sorrell has it on the right wing. He's going to go down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Jones. And Jones is going to be called, I believe, for the travel. That is Mount Holmes' fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 3:12 left to play in the third quarter. The Bombers leading the Rams by 13. Here's Lear into the front court. Takes the screen. Now gives it to Starling on the left side. Starling dribbles up near the top. Gives it there to Schreit. Now ball goes over on the left side to Lear. Lear will be double teamed. And now timeout's going to be called by Perigold. So we'll break with 2:48. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading the Rams 44-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Perigold took the timeout as one of their players got in a double team. So it's so they'll inbound it with 2:48. Let's play in the third quarter as they trail Mountain Home 44-31. DeVault takes the inbound pass from the backcourt, walks it across the timeline, throws it to Starling on the left wing. Bound down to Lear in the corner. Back to DeVault. DeVault's going to drill down to the lane. Now kicks up top to Schreit. Schreit's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tabor. And back come the Bombers. McGee will have it and walk it across the timeline. Ball goes over to Sorrell near the right corner. Now up top to Tabor. Down to Jones in the lane. Jones going to go down, go up for the jumper. Off the glass, no good. He tries to hit it back in a couple of times. Neither time would go. And now a foul's going to be called away from the ball. I believe they're going to get Jones. Nope. I take it back. They're going to get Paragould. They're going to get Carter Starling with his third personal foul. 13 foul against the Rams here in the second half. Abe Crawford checking back in for Matt Tome, replacing Dawson Tabor. And for Paragould, Sam Freeman will come in as Carter Starling will take a seat with his third foul. 2:10 left to play in the third quarter. Matt Tome with the ball leading by 13. Harris will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Jones. Has the ball almost knocked away from him, but now he's going to go in for the jumper off the glass. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Freeman, and back comes Paragould. 2 minutes left to play in the quarter as Lear is into the front court for the Rams. Throws it up top to Schreit. Over the right side to White. White will find Lear cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Nate Lear now with 12 points, 44 to 33, Mountain Home leading it, 139 left to play in the third quarter. Sorrell across the timeline, throws over to Harris near the right corner. Harris going to go down to the lane for the layup, in and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Lear. Less than a minute and a half left to play in the third quarter. Here is Lear into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing, gives it there to Schreit. Schreit will dribble up to the top. Goes over to the right side, gives it there to DeVault. Now Lear has up at the top. Lear's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout as their lead is cut single digits. We'll break with 1:10. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 44-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
1:10 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home takes a timeout after their lead was cut to single digits. 44-36 our score. Here's Gilbert into the front court. He dribbles to the right corner. Now throws it out to Harris on the wing. Harris will dribble up near the top, gives it to Crawford on the wing. Down to Jones on the low block. He goes in for the layup. Shot is blocked, but a little contact he'll draw as well. And so Matt Jones will head to the free throw line as Ashton White picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Rams here in the second half. So with 55.8 seconds left of the quarter, Matt Jones will go back to the free throw line. First shot is up and good. He now has 23 points and one more free throw to shoot. Jones' second shot is up and no good. He gets one of two and the rebound's controlled by Lear. 45-36, Mountain Home leading it. 50 seconds left in the quarter as Schreit has it on the right wing. Now ball goes to White there on the right side. Up top to Lear. Over to Schreit on the left. Schreit trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he'll give it to White. White has it on the left wing. He's going down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And he'll head to the free throw line with 32.1 seconds left. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 2 against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Ashton White will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 7 points so far this evening. First free throw for White will not go. Dawson Tabor is going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones. For Paragould, Landon Manning, and Bryce Fisher will check in as Sam Freeman and Jamison DeVault will take a seat. So one more free throw coming up for Ashton White. Second shot is up and in. He gets one of two. He now has 8 points, 45-37, Mountain Home leading it. We tick inside 30 seconds as Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. Well, actually, he'll throw it across the timeline to Crawford. Mathol will probably hope for the last shot of the period. Ball goes to McGee, back to Crawford. Now to Gilbert. He has it just inside the half-court stripe. 12 seconds left. Gilbert dribbles a little more to the right side. Now goes back to the top. 6 seconds left. Gilbert takes the screen from Tabor. He's going to pull up at the right elbow for the jumper. No good. Crawford gets the rebound, or does he? Well, looks like the ball went out of bounds, and then the horn sounded, and so we've come to the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Paragould 45-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.